sovereign grace. What I mean by that is the Holy Spirit spoken of here is God's Spirit, and God is omnipotent. He is sovereign. He does what he pleases. Nothing can stay his hand or say to him, "What are you doing?" God accomplishes what he wills. That's his sovereign prerogative. And when I say it's irresistible grace, I certainly do not mean you can't resist it. Did you hear me? Irresistible grace is often laughed out of court by pointing to obvious texts in the Bible that says we do resist the Holy Spirit, and they're all over the place, right? Acts chapter 7, when Stephen is preaching to the crowds, "You hard-hearted, you resist the Holy Spirit every day." And here this kook John Piper who talks about irresistible grace. Well, that's ridiculous. Of course it's not irresistible, because the Bible says it can be resisted. So stop talking about irresistible grace. Well, no, I'm not going to stop talking about it, because all it means is whenever God pleases, he overcomes your resistance. He can let you resist him as long as he wants. But when he decides no longer, he triumphs. He did it for me. If you're a Christian, he did it for you. He gets all the praise for overcoming our rebellion. We didn't overcome our deadness and our rebellion and our blindness. He triumphed in our lives. We want him to get glory for this. We want to know how secure we are in him. So he can make Christ look so compelling. That's the way it works, I think. He can make Christ look so compelling that our resistance is broken and we freely come to him and receive him and believe in him.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.